Tomorrow, an official from the Transportation Security Administration will meet with Alaska social service providers in an effort to find ways to make airport security procedures less intrusive and traumatic. The TSA is responding to prodding from Senator Mark Begich, who has called TSA officials on the carpet a few times in Washington.
We have actually TSA officials here, and we're going to have a meeting with folks to talk about, with some of the agencies, matter of fact. We had good discussions back in D.C., but I said, you got to come to Alaska, because you have to hear from Alaskans. And I think we can help them be a better agency. And they asked us to really assist them.
Alaskans are among those who have been complaining about invasions of privacy and groping since State Representative Sharon Cisna went public about her refusal to fly because of the way TSA dealt with her breast cancer scars. The audience on the public radio show, call-in show Talk of Alaska today, was no exception.
What can really only be described as a sexual grope. And our country is better than that, Senator. We should be able to come up with something where we don't treat our people like that.
Begich responded that while he understands there is a need for heightened security measures in an era of terrorism, it appears that the TSA may in some instances have gone too far, and increasing numbers of Alaskans are letting him know that.
Oh, they're under heat. They're under heat. And I think they recognize they have to manage their security differently than they are doing today. Because I think people are, you know, they've been very quiet for a long time, and now people are saying, okay, you know, time out.
Begich said Alaska has a lot of rural residents and elders who could be rudely shocked by the kind of security procedures now common for travelers outside the state. And he says there is a level of dignity that TSA needs to provide. According to Begich aide Julie Haskett, among participants in tomorrow's meeting will be those who treat victims of sexual assault, domestic violence, developmental disabilities, and cancer survivors.